Nidorim, Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Ches. Hamudah Hanom Michoisnoi, who writes a losses Labite Mois. He was Mader Hano from his son in law. He wants to give his daughter money. First, we have two ways of reading this. Hamudah Hanom Michoisnoi from his son in law, and he wants to give his daughter money, and then the problem is that by giving it to his daughter, he's really being Mahane his son in law. The other way to read it is Hamudah Hanom Michoisnoi. Choisnoi is his shver. And his shver wanted to give his daughter money. So you have the same problem. Minishvi over here, somebody wanted to give his daughter money, and it's going to be a violation if it goes into the husband's rishus. If he gives him stam money, then even if the money is given to her, the halacha is that a husband, vis-a-vis things that his wife gets, has his chus achilas peris. Therefore, the son-in-law is definitely nene from money that goes into the wife's rishus. Now, we've had before Maseches Ksubis about somebody who's a Mudr Hano, happens not to be in a case over there of a father with a daughter wanting to be Mahana somebody, a woman where he's not allowed to be Nena from the husband. If he's giving his wife, if he's giving the daughter just groceries that are going to be eaten by her, her Mizoinois, even though there is a benefit to him because now his wife is not hungry, but that's not called being Mahana the son-in-law. That's called giving money to the daughter. And Memela, there's a Zaitika benefit that the son-in-law now doesn't have to go shopping. But that's not called directly being Mahana the son-in-law. However, giving money, where money, Kederech Hamois, is that it has a Revach as an investment. So it has Peros. That's called being Mahana the son-in-law. So what would he do? Oymelo Hare Hamois, Eilun the son-in-law b'matono. It's possible to limit the parameters of a matana that one gives a chayla. It shouldn't be dafka by one's daughter. It's possible to limit the parameters of a matana that's given to a woman. So first of all, for starters, the way the Rishonim understand, there's two clauses over here in how he has to give the money to his daughter. One is bovat shalo yehe lebaylech rishus b'em. Normally, mashakana yishakana baylo. So they become the husbands. No. So there has to be a nesina where the nesina is al das that it does not become the husbands. That's for starters. There's another clause that even if the woman is the full owner of it, but lamaisa since there's achilas peres, so that's also called being nene from, or being mahane to the son-in-law. He's putting money into the rishus of the wife that automatically, aide takonis chazal, will be used for peres of the husband. So he has to limit al masha at noises v'nosenes b'ficho. The money is to be used for food. Interesting lashon. Normally noise v'nosen is business. Over here he's referring to the money has to be used to buy v'nosenes b'ficho. It has to be used to money food that's put into your mouth only for food. With that, the money is defined in her rishus as not being lachilas peres, not even for investment, only for buying food, and that's why the matana is not called being mahana the son-in-law. First, we'll just point out something interesting. What happens now? Let's say the husband takes some of the money. He's not Ivan and it's a nether. But the Mefarshim say, Mach Nefraim, Shah Melech, and others, Tiny Zayvan is a gezel. The money was put into the daughter's rishus, Almanas, that he should not have shaykhs to it. It should only be used for food. If that clause is violated, then the one who took the money for something else is in violation of gezel. Mishnah test. V'neder almanu grusho yokum aleo. The Mishnah starts with the Loshen Apostle. The Apostle is talking about a neder of an almanu grusho. She doesn't have a husband. And the Torah says, yokum aleo, the neder should become, it's not oimid la'afara. What do you think? Who should be made for it? A husband that's non-existent? There's no afara to a stranger. So what's the Apostle saying? Ketzat. The Mishnah explains, Omro Harein Nizir Achash Loishim Yoim. She said, Harein Nizir Lachash Loishim Yoim. Now, she happens to be a woman who's not married. Afal Pishin Nisis Betech Shloishim Yoim, any Yochel Lahofer. She got married Tech Shloishim Yoim. So the Chalois of her Nidre Nizirus is really going to take place only when she's married, on the watch of her new husband. That's when the Chalois HaNeder is. But the Asiyas HaNeder was 30 days before. The Asiyas HaNeder was her as a single woman, as an almana grusha. And the chalois of the nazirus is only when she's a married woman. There would be a havamina that he should be able to be made for. So So this has a din of Ein Mefirin B'Koidmin, even though the Chalos of the Neder is when she's married. Nodra V'hi B'Shus Abal. Here's a Faketa case. She made a Neder, she was married. Mefilo, he could be Mefir. Ketzat. The Mishnah is going to add next to Chiddush. Omra Rein in Nazir Lach HaShloshim. She says, I'm going to be in Nazir Lach HaShloshim. Ava Pish in Salmon, in Nizgai Shubitach Shloshim. Harei Zem Mufor. If the husband is Mefir B'Shas Asiyas HaNeder, even though there's a delayed chalois to the neder is only chalach alamid, the asiyas haneder is nitten lahafora, and the husband was mefer when he did have ownership of the neder. It's a chiddush. The frat we explained in the lamdisha psicha to perek yud, we explained that it could be that the hafora is something that's chal in the chalois haneder, but still. When she made the neder, since it had a koyach to be chal achalamid, he has a koyach already to be mefer, even though befoil the neder won't be chal when she's b'shusay. Nodra boy bayoyim, nizgasha boy bayoyim, hechzir boy bayoyim. This is really exciting. She made a neder, she was nizgasha and he was machse her a few hours later. Eni yochel ha'ofer, now they're married, but he can't be mefer from the previous marriage. We don't see it as a hemshich of one rishus. Eni yochel lahofer. Ze'aklal kol sheyotzes l'shus atzma shoachas eni yochel lahofer. The gedah advarim is that I have a neder, which now she's oimid in her own rishus. So that neder now has a koyach to be chal. There's no way that he could step back in with a koyach hafora, even though now she's married to him.